So, God bless you, Kim. You've had a wonderful Skype fellowship. You can listen to that, the audio above. And I'll pass it over to you, darling.
Well, God bless you all. And Jason, that was absolutely amazing. It's nice to see you on fire. It's nice for you to be sharing the way that you always share. Tonight, I just want to say thank you to everybody that has prayed with us, supported us over the last year. We're coming to the end of 2018 now. We're coming into a time where a lot of people struggle, and there's hardships out there right now, especially here in the UK. We have so many people that are homeless. I heard on the radio the other day that there's over 3,000 children in the United Kingdom that don't have a place to put their heads. And they'll be in bed and breakfast, or they'll be in hostels. And this really saddened me. I don't very often listen to the news, but, you know, just to think of children not having a home, not having a place to put their heads, not to have warmth and comfort and stability. And it just shows us how the world is waxing worse and worse. We have over 10,000 homeless adults on the streets of the UK right now, and that the numbers are growing daily. And it's it just saddens me that the world has nothing to offer. But like Lawrence shared earlier, the urgency of the times of us getting out there, getting in with the people, sharing the word, getting people born again, letting them know that there is a righteous God, a God that will take their take a stand for them. And then on yesterday, I go to a couple every week, beautiful couple, and the husband, unfortunately, had been diagnosed with leukemia, and he had dementia as well. They're both in their 90s, but they're such a wonderful couple. And the wife had been given the sad news that her husband only had a few weeks to live. This was probably about 2 months ago now. And with his dementia, he just couldn't acknowledge that there was anything wrong with him, even though they'd sat down and they'd spoken to him. The next day he didn't even remember that it was a fact. And she shared with me, because actually he's in hospital right now, but she shared with me that that was a good thing, and that the nurse had told him the bad news, and the next day he didn't remember it, and they were going to go along with that. They weren't going to tell him. If he'd been told once and he'd forgotten, and so they were just going to continue to enjoy the time that they had together. She went to the doctor's a few weeks ago, and when I went to see her on Wednesday, her husband's in hospital. He actually fell out of bed and broke his back. So on top of having the leukemia, he's broken his back, he's in hospital. But she'd actually been diagnosed with cancer, and she was told she only had a few weeks to live. And it just shocked what just went through my body. I just looked at her. I just, you know, I had compassion. And I said to her, "Betty, I would like to pray with you." And you could see the tears well up in her eyes. And I prayed with my heart for her and for her husband. And when I opened my eyes, she was there crying. And she said, "You know, Kim, we're in our 90s. I think she's 94 and he's 96. She said, "We have lived a good life." She said, "But I want you to pray just one thing, that he goes before me." She said, "Because he enjoys seeing me every day, and it would throw him into turmoil if I was no longer there." She said, "You know, it's not that I'm asking God to die." She said, "I just know that I have to fight this, and that he has to go before me, so that I know that he's at peace, and then I can be at peace." And they've actually been married 64 years or something. I mean, it's mind-blowing. But even now, she was sharing about the days that they'd had. And she said that the last 8 years has been the best years of their whole entire life. And that she loves God. And, you know, the fact that I prayed with her just really melted her heart that, you know, I was a believer, that my family are believers, that we pray with Maya, because she loves Maya. She gives Maya a little, she makes this little parcel of sweeties for her every week without fail. And, you know, Maya knows about this couple, and she's done her a birthday card, and she wrote in it, and she just gave her a little plant, and so there's a connection there. And like, out of all the hundreds of people I visit, these are two very special people. So it just inspired me to really want to thank everybody for the year that we've had, that we can keep these people in our prayers. Her name is Betty and her husband's name is John. And not only them, but the children that don't have homes over Christmas. There's so much that we got to be thankful for that it doesn't take long to pray for those that aren't so thankful or aren't in such a stable condition as we are. That when we take the focus off ourselves and put it on others, God really sees a heart. You know, he sees our hearts, that we are a body and that we are a family and that we can pray together. And Lawrence always used to say to me, you know, a family that prays together stays together. And we've always prayed for our families, me and Lawrence, and we have stayed together. And it just, you know, really means a lot that Betty and John prayed together too, and they managed to have 64 wonderful years of marriage. And maybe, you know, as God tarries, that they can go on and have many more. So I would like you to take your Bibles and turn to Psalms. And I want to take a few looks at some scriptures on prayer, because prayer is such an important thing right now. You know, we can pray for our society in which we live in. We can pray for these homeless people. We can pray for people that are struggling at this time of year. You know, people that, you know, want to give their kids the things that the world's promoting, and they may not have the finances, and it's not worth getting into debt over. And you know, it is a pagan festival, but it's also here in the United Kingdom. I don't know about other countries, but it's very family orientated. People really get together with their families and love one another. But it's so, I mean, the first thing we do on Christmas morning when we're all sat here is Lawrence will open up with a word of prayer. Year in, year out, nobody opens not one present until we've prayed as a family. And we've thanked God for the gifts, and we thank God for our lives and our health and our strength, and for the vision, for the goals, and for the year that's coming up ahead. So let's turn to your Bibles and turn to Psalms chapter 5, and I want to read the whole of this. We're going to start in verse 1, and it says, "Give ear to my words, O Lord, consider my meditation. Hearken unto the voice of my cry, my King and my God, for unto thee will I pray. My voice shalt thou hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee, and will look up. For thou art not a God that have pleasure in wickedness, neither shall evil dwell with thee. The foolish shall not stand in thy sight. Thou hatest all the workers of iniquity. Thou shalt destroy them that speak leasing. The Lord will abhor the bloody and deceitful man. But as for me, I will come into thy house in the multitudes of thy mercy, and in thy fear will I worship towards thy holy temple. Lead me, O Lord, in thy righteousness, because of mine enemies. Make thy way straight before my face. For there is no faithfulness in their mouth. Their inward part is very wickedness. Their throat is an open sepulchre. They flatter with their tongue. Destroy thou them, O God. Let them fall by their own counsels. cast them out in the multitude of their transgressions, for they have rebelled against thee. But let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy, because thou defendest them. Let them also that love thy name be joyful in thee, for thou, Lord, wilt bless the righteous. With favour wilt thou compass him as with a shield. And after I finished with Betty, I was so upset, like my whole day had just been turned upside down. Yeah, I rang Lawrence and I told Lawrence, I rang Leanne, I told Leanne. But then afterwards, I got my phone and this, I just was looking, just flicking through and came to Psalms. And this gave me such comfort, because the world, you know, the world is out there. And it beats people down on a daily basis. And it just, after reading this, I had so much comfort, because God really, you know, he wants us to turn to him. When we're in turmoil ourselves, when we've had bad news, or when we're going through heartache, you know, he's the one that sustains us. He's the one that gives us the comfort. He's the one that tells us, look, this is just temporal. And for all those that do believe, you know, there's going to come a day that we'll all be together. And we all know that the dead in Christ rise first, and then we'll be called up into the air. And what a day that will be. And, you know, Nancy keeps saying it's coming. It's on its way. It's going to be here soon. And for some people, it won't be soon enough. But for those of us that are waiting, and we're anticipating, and we're believing, you know, we still have a job to do. We still have to get out there in amongst the people. And, you know, even though when we're at work, we may not have the opportunity to share the word like we'd want to. But, you know, just being able to pray with her. I mean, I was there for 45 minutes.
Way out of your time.
Way out of my time. And I really had to catch up to get everything else achieved. But I knew that God would honour that time that I'd spent with her. And, and I still sort of finished on time, and the comfort, you know, God is the one that hates the wickedness. And as Jason was sharing, you know, God doesn't know any of the wickedness. It doesn't come near to him. And so really, we don't want to let it get near to us either. These prayers do not go unheard. Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 15. You know, God hears our prayer. When we go to him from a pure heart as a righteous person, he will drop everything and listen. He wants to give us comfort. He wants to put his loving arms around us spiritually, and to remind us that everything's going to be okay. So Proverbs chapter 15 and verse 29. The Lord is far from the wicked, but he heareth the prayer of the righteous. See, he hears our prayers, and he takes our turmoil and our discomfort, and he turns it into joy and peace. His mercy is everlasting. When we come into his presence, whether it's through prayer, whether it's just calling upon him, whether it's just asking him to inviting him into your day, you come into that peace straight away, that any of the wickedness of this world, any of the news that we hear about the homeless or the children or whatever, we're automatically in his presence, in his peace. And that detracts then from the world. We don't have to be concerned, but we can go to him in prayer, and we can tell him exactly what's in our hearts and what's troubling us. Philippians, you all know this one. Philippians 4 and in verse 6, Philippians chapter 4 and in verse 6 it says, be careful for nothing or anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving let your requests be made known unto God. And that's the key to all of this, is always being thankful. You know, like, Armea has a place to to lay her head. She has a stable family, so does Linny. And I'm so thankful for that. You know, the way that we raised our kids in the Word, and we still teach them the Word now, we still encourage them with the Word, and being able to offer that to somebody else, letting them know that the stability comes from God, not from the world. That when you go to God from a pure heart and you pray fervently to Him with thanksgiving, that your requests will be heard and your requests will, without a shadow of a doubt, be made known unto God, and He will give you the answers that you are looking for. Colossians, just over a book, chapter 4 again. And in verse 2 it says, continue in prayer and watch in the same with what? Again, thanksgiving. Being thankful for what you do have. You know, like, as I said, it's this time of year where people get into debt. I mean, when I was young, we had a few little presents, and, you know, my parents weren't multi-rich, but we always had what we wanted, but they didn't go in debt for it. And we were always very thankful. And again, society, the way the world's going, kids aren't thankful today. So then the world just gets worse and worse. Presents, or, you know, what the kids want, get dearer and dearer. The sad thing was, we took Maya to the toy shop, and there was all these kids hanging around, the iPads, the PlayStations. And back in my day, we would have dollies and prams and, you know, ironing boards. And, you know, I remember when I was like 4, I stood for about 6 hours with my little iron and my ironing board and my iron. And I was chuffed to bits with that. You know, but these kids are so locked into being unsociable, you know, with their iPads. And I mean, Maya knows how to use the tablet better than I do. She's phenomenal with it. But it's just the way that society's going. But I think for us that know the Word and we know God, to be able to introduce that to the children. You know, the Word of God says that whatever we teach them, it'll never depart, which is a great thing. Let's turn to James. As you can see, I kept it all simple tonight. Kept it so that we weren't going backwards and forwards. James chapter 5, and I'm going to read 15 and 16, and it says, and the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up, and if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. 16, confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another, that you may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. And I think Jason actually quoted that one as well. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. You know, you go to God in prayer and it'll availeth much. God hears that prayer and He wants to answer that prayer. It doesn't always have to be that you want something. You can pray for others, which is always a selfless act. You know, God, even Jesus Christ prayed for others, you know, and even when He was being crucified, He said, forgive them, for they know not what they do. He didn't pray, oh God, save me. He said, He prayed to God, forgive them. You know, He spoke, forgive them, for they know not what they do. 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse 7. But the end of all things is at hand. Be therefore sober and watch unto prayer. I mean, Nancy'd like that one. You know, the end of all things is at hand. Christ is coming back, and this is the one thing, our hope. So we're heading now into 2019 in 12 days or so. And we're going into newness of life, and even maybe the return of Christ. That we have that hope, that glory, that we are all going to be new bodies, no sickness. And it's something that we can keep in our prayers. The times are at hand, the days are getting shorter, but you know, we are going to live an eternity together. And when we pray, we really do get answers. It's not that we have to, like Jason's saying, you know, we don't get into a habit of praying the same things day in, day out, but that we pray what's in our hearts from a pure heart. And again, it goes back to the movie, The War Room. You really have to watch it, guys. You know, her prayers were so heartfelt. And, you know, the way that God intervened and brought those prayers to pass is phenomenal. And if you think that we're all equal in God's eyes, so what he does for one, he'll do for all of us. And it really warms my heart and inspires me that, you know, we do worship an awesome God. So I want to finish off back in Psalms 66. Psalms chapter 66. And we're going to read in verse 19. But verily God hath heard me. He hath attended to the voice of my prayer. Blessed be God, which have not turned away my prayer, nor his mercy from me. So when we go to God, just remember that he hears those prayers. Whether we're praying for ourselves, whether we're praying for other people, or whether we're praying for situations, or for our countries. He hears, and he never ever turns away. He never turns away from our prayers. He never turns away from us. But that he hearkens unto us when we speak to him. And he will move hell and high water to bring those prayers to pass. So I want to close with a word of prayer tonight. And I also want to inspire anyone that's listening to just pray from a really fervent heart. So Heavenly Father, I thank you for just this great opportunity to be able to share your word. I truly do lift Betty and John to you tonight, God, and I just thank you for their wonderful marriage of over 64 years and just for the love that they have for one another, that they have kept you at the center of their marriage for all those years, God, and that you hearken unto Betty's prayer tonight. What she prayed yesterday, God, you just hearken unto that and you move hell and high water to bring it to pass. I thank you for John and just for taking any pain or discomfort, and also for his Alzheimer's, God, for just that he doesn't remember, but that you just bring him into your realm of peace. That he has that peace in his heart, that he's not troubled, that he's not anxious. That you just wrap your arms around him, God, because he's your kid, whether he's 96 or not. And I just thank you that they have had this wonderful marriage, this wonderful life, that you brought them two together, God. And I also thank you for each individual on this Skype tonight and also that are listening. That whatever the needs within their hearts or their families or their lives, that you just hearken unto their prayers too, God. That you are an almighty God and that you are merciful and gracious and that nothing is impossible with you. I thank you for the way that these people have supported us this year, God, with their love, with their prayers, with their finances, and just that you really bless them back for all that they've done as they come to you with pure hearts just to see your word move in this country and all the other countries, God. And I just thank you as we welcome in 2019 that you are there with us, God, that you just love us, that you never leave us or forsake us, and that we really do pray from a fervent heart, and that the righteous really do prosper in every area. So I thank you for this. I thank you for this great night, and just for the awesome privilege of being able to share your word and to have a Skype fellowship. So I thank you for this, God, and I lift this to you in the powerful name of our living Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. And Heavenly Father, amen. I just want to thank you for just the way that you're working in each of your people. I want to thank you for, first of all, the people within the body of Christ around the world, wherever they are, whatever they're doing, Father, whatever needs they have in their bodies, in their hearts, and their minds, I just thank you for bringing them their deliverance. I thank you for healing their bodies, because they are healed by the stripes of Christ. I thank you, Father, for the minds being at peace. I thank you for activating the Christ within them. Inspire them. Let your faith come to their heart and mind, Father, for the word that's already in them. Thank you, Father, that you are at work, that you're bringing us all into that unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace, the unity of faith. I thank you, Father, that we're becoming more manifested, that Christ in us, the hope of glory, Father, that we are looking to you. We're desiring from you, Father. We're looking to what you have done for us through our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father, that as we endeavor to set our affections on things above, to focus in, to have that mind of Christ, Father, that you'll continue to energize us, inspire us, that you'll lead us into your works that you have for us, that you give us boldness, that you give us focus, that we can walk in love, we can walk in a power and authority, that we can manifest the Christ within. Thank you, Father, for those that have need, that you'll go to work mightily, and that you'll supply all of their needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Thank you, Father, that you are so faithful, even when we are not, that you're always faithful. You remain constant, Father. And I thank you, Father, that you love us, you care for each individual. And I thank you that people are being healed right now, as I pray, as Kim's prayed, as your word prayed, as they've listened to the sharings, as you've worked in your people, Father, the people that come to you, because not many people are coming to you, Father, outside the body. And so I just thank you that you do listen to us, that our prayers avail much. I thank you for the countries of the world right now, for the governments, for the leaders in each country, that you work your thing, Father, so that we can continue to live and move and have our being in you unhindered. Thank you, Father, that we can manifest, Father, as sons of God and shine as lights in this world, Father. I thank you for your loving kindness, your tender mercies. Thank you that, Father, like it says in Psalms, you do redeem a foul life from destruction. You crown it with loving kindness and tender mercy, so that our youth is renewed like that of the eagles. I thank you, Father, that we can bring your healing and your word and your light and your deliverance to those that are sat in darkness in the shadow of death. Thank you, Father, that we can truly do what we're supposed to do, and that is to rule and reign by one Jesus Christ in this world right now, Father, where the governments have failed, Father, you haven't. And Father, that you are rising your people up to stand in the gap. And I thank you, Father, that Jesus Christ is that mediator, does stand in that gap, Father, and that he's working through the church. Thank you for your Spirit that you've given us. Thank you for leading us. Thank you for giving us wisdom where we lack it. And thank you that you've given us wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Jesus Christ. I thank you for a wonderful holiday for everyone. I thank you for just settling everyone's heart. I thank you for encouraging your people. I especially thank you for Bambi as well, Father, that you continue to bless her. That you continue to open doors for her as well, Father. And I thank you, Father, that every need is supplied. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. And if anyone else would like to pray.
Father, I want to thank you also for our hearts, Father, and for you enlighten our understandings so that we can understand with you whatever is keeping us from walking your power and your love, the spirit that you put in us. I pray now, Father, for that your great wisdom and your great power in us will be completely delivered for whatever is holding it in us, either our flesh thoughts or whatever you know, Father. I give you that in your hands now, so that we can freely walk on what you have done already through Christ in us. And I thank you, Father, that your word is going to stand in our lifetime, and to the ones to come after us will leave it until Christ will return, Father. I thank you for our eyes to watch and have the joy of seeing it happen in our days, Father, so that your word will prevail and you will be loved and known as you want, as you wish, and not as men or others would like to be. I give you now, Father, your truth in our hearts to be spoken, to be testified among the ones around us freely, not by us, but by you, Father. I thank you for you working us that completely rest that you have done, and that we can completely walk on that rest and let you work on us. I give you that now, Father, in Christ's name, and I thank you for all of us here and others around this world that you know, Father, that have that same heart to walk with you and walk by you and for you. And I give them in your life, in your hands now, Father, so that their lives can be your life in us. In Christ's name, amen.
Amen. Anybody else?
Father, yes, I thank you right now in the name of Jesus Christ for what you have commissioned each and every one of us to do in our lives. I thank you for the wonderful privilege we have to serve you, to represent you and your Son. And I just thank you from the bottom of my heart, Father, for all of our hearts. I thank you that you already answered every prayer, that we really have no need. I thank you for the things that we're seeing coming to pass. And that, God, we can be a beacon to people. I thank you for binding the hand of the evil one, Father, and for just keeping him out of our lives and the lives of our families. And for the great joy we have in just seeing the signs, wonders, and miracles that we have every day, even the things maybe we don't recognize, Father. I thank you for continuing to flush out and expose any evil so that people wake up, Father, and know that you're a God that wants to care for people and love them and open our hearts to them. And I just thank you for your Son, for his soon return. I thank you, God, for my family right now too, especially Gina, God. I thank you that you just put an iron gate around that house of hers, and you just close the adversary off. You keep any evil from her and her family, Father. I thank you for her loving and giving heart, for giving her wisdom, and for our children all too, Father, to wake up and to understand that spirit that's within them, and to continually bind the adversary when they see anything coming against them. They bind them and kick them the heck out, Father. Just stay out of our way, because, God, that's how your word's going to move. And there's nothing we desire more than to see your will come to pass. And I think we're all ready to take a trip. And we just really can't wait. And I know we got to be here, Father, but there's no greater joy than seeing you work in our life every day. And you just keep giving us that humble heart and making us as bold as a lion. So I thank you for that Christ in us and what it represents. That it's only a token of great, great things to come, Father, and that we are looking down on this world, and that we can kick ass whenever we need to, Father. We don't have to put up with the garbage of this world, and that believers begin to speak up against the evil, Father, because your way is always a better way. So I thank you for a great teaching from Kim today and what she shared, and I thank you, Father, that we have this privilege in this day and time. And I just claim these things. I thank you for Debbie and Greg's house. Excuse me. I thank you for their townhouse, God, everything coming to pass on time. And for Mike and his back, I thank you that he's going to be feeling great. And I lift Cindy and Chris to you, Father, that they can make a mellow weekend over Christmas, God, and just really bind their hearts together. In Jesus Christ's name, amen.
Amen. Would anybody else like to pray?